Welcome to this Tuesday's edition of The Vault. Each and every Tuesday throughout the Spring Carnival, we'll wind the clock back and we'll open up The Vault and look at a great performance in that coming Saturday's Group 1. And, of course, this weekend's feature at Caulfield is the Sir Rupert Clark. It's had a few name changes over the year, and we're dusting off the archives to look at the 1995 edition of the Vic Health Cup, which was won by the star Kiwi Owl Maize K, trained by Grant Searle, who is now loving the life of retirement over in New Zealand. It's been great to have a chat to Grant this morning. Good morning, Grant. Are you well?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good morning to you.
It's great to catch up with yourself and relive the little pocket rocket that was our Maize K. Firstly, though, tell all the RSN listeners what life is like now for Grant Searle.
Absolutely brilliant. I retired in 2017, October. Absolutely love it.
So, no more early starts. What time do you get up these days?
Well, now that's an interesting one. Between 9 and 11, depends what I feel like.
Well, you certainly deserved it.
Don't go to bed till after midnight or 1 o'clock.
Really? After 1 o'clock? Gee, how the times have changed for a former trainer. Hey, Grant, he was one of my favourite horses growing up, Owl Maize K. I just loved how he dominated races. When did you first set eyes on our Maize K? How did he come into your stables?
I went to a yearling parade at Sovereign Lodge, and he walked past me, and I thought, I like that horse. Didn't have a lot of breeding or anything, but I just liked the horse himself.
How much did you end up paying for him?
We paid $7,000. I didn't even have an owner until about 3 or 4 days before the sales, and a guy rang up and said, I've got a syndicate. Is there a horse you'd like to buy? And he was the horse, so that's how we bought him.
He was a precocious talent from day one. When did you know you had something special?
To be perfectly honest, he was so laid back. We didn't know until we went to the first trials, and I had 4 2-year-olds in the trials, and I rated him as fourth best. He just didn't show a lot, but on the day of the trials, he just lined up and just jumped out of the gates and just run away from them. And that's when we realised, all right, he's going to do it on race day. He just showed it then, but not during work.
He did get beaten on debut, though. What happened there?
Poor training. I didn't have him quite fired up enough, and it was a wet track, which he didn't really like. But really, the guy that won it was the guy Sanders from up north, and he always had his T-R-V. When we arrived at the races, I looked at my horse and thought, oh, Jesus, we're not quite as ready as that one. She was really ready. Ballroom Babe was trimmed up and ready to go. And it only got us the last little part. So I'll blame the trainer.
And she was a very good horse as well, Ballroom Babe. He then went on to win his next 7 starts in New Zealand before you decided to bring him over to Australia. Gee, he was a busy 2-year-old.
Yes, well, I've always raced the horses as 2-year-olds and that, and he just kept pacing up each week or each time I was ready to go. So I thought, well, you know, you take him all you can. And then we decided to slip him, but he had to win the Ford Wakefield to go there, and he won it and won that well. So we'll have a go over in Aussie.
Well, he then ran 2nd in the Skyline, 2nd in the Todman, and he lined up in the Golden Slipper. The best chance New Zealand has had of winning the Slipper, and he didn't get beaten far. Have a listen to the closing stages.
Our Maize K clear with 100 to go. Milrits, the filly, is coming after him quickly and getting between them. Flying Spur, and look at Octagonal jumping out of the ground. Flying Spur hit the front. Flying Spur wins the slipper. Flying Spur for Glenn Boss over Octagonal, which jumped out of the ground. Third's either Milrits or our Maize K.
Gee, you didn't knock into a bad field getting beaten by Flying Spur and Octagonal in that year's Golden Slipper.
It was a very good year of 2-year-olds over there. Absolutely top field over there. But his first run that I gave him over in the Skyline, when he ran 2nd, I said to the jockey, our jockey we know was Philip Mercer, and I said to him, he's never missed a jump in his life. He's always jumped out in front. I said, if today he misses it, just sit, What did he do? He missed the kick and he gave him a kick in the guts and rushed up to the front. And that's the reason I think he got beaten. And because of that, we decided we'd better have one more go at the, in the Todman, which I would have preferred not to have done. But it was such a big entry fee and that, we thought, well, we'll see how we go in the Todman and then to the slipper.
So do you think he was stiff? He probably, if things had changed, he could have been the slipper winner?
It was sort of, you know, that's hard to say, but he had 11 starts for Gerald. That's a pretty hefty start for them. I think the extra race didn't help him, but on the day, the circumstances, you know, they were just too good on the day. We weren't drawing way out wide, and it was the year that they were told there was to be no interference at the beginning because it had been a very rough run race the year before. So there was no cutting across or anything. You had to be very, very careful. And he drew the outside, had to use him early, and just the last part he found wanting.
Well, 11 starts as a two-year-old is almost unheard of these days, but he certainly didn't take any negatives out of it because he came back in unbelievable form as a three-year-old. Take us through, did you notice any change in him? Because he was virtually unbeatable as a three-year-old.
Not really. He's such an easy horse to train, and the fact that he just did whatever you want to do, never worried, he never got colty, he never stressed about anything. Just so, so laid back. But we rode him, when we went back to the first race, the three-year-old, I said to Brian, you're going to do something different this time. Instead of letting him jump, just run and then go when he's straight, I want you to wait till they get to him. And of course, he jumped, he let him up, and he waited till they got to, then he kicked him. And I think that broke the heart on a lot of them. They'd worked to him, and then he was able to kick away again.
That engagement of Brian York, they had a wonderful partnership, that three-year-old campaign. He won six in a row. And where did the engagement of Brian York come from?
We decided to get somebody, and we thought we'd put a Kiwi on. That's really how it works. So, yeah, there's no real set reason, just that was the reason. I knew Brian from years ago, so I thought, well, that's who we'll put on.
So he wins the San Domenico, beating Strategic. He then thrashes Flying Spur by four lengths in the up-and-coming. He beats Octagonal and the Roman Consul, again easily. He then comes down to Melbourne. He wins the Ascot Vale down the straight. And then we get to the Vic Health Cup, where he takes on the older horses. He was an even money favourite that day. Were you just brimming with confidence?
No. I personally thought, well, this is hard work for a three-year-old to take on the open horses and the older horses. There was the easier option of the one before the three-year-old race, but the owners were keen on the Vic Health, so, well, we'll line up in three. So, no, we weren't brimming with confidence, but his times are very good, and he's got to be in with a good show. And sure enough,
and
he was able to jump and lead him up, but, it was close.
Let's have a listen to the closing stages.
Our Maze K's kicked away a length and a half. Cut Up Ruffers now in the clear, starting to run on Weller. You Remember down the outside, followed by All Our Mob. Our Maze K about to be tackled by Cut Up Ruffers coming out of her. Our Maze K a half length, Cut Up Ruffers almost level. Our Maze K fighting on, Cut Up Ruff grabbing Our Maze K as they go to the line. Oh, I think Our Maze K may have just lasted from Cut Up Ruff and a head bobber and tight for third. Social rule.
Did you think he was going to last, Grant?
I wasn't sure. I certainly was hoping he got there, and I actually was standing where I could see, and I thought, oh, he's definitely got it, but it's very, very close.
Well, he seemed to bounce out of that. Obviously, he was taking on the older horses, and then you lined up in the Caulfield Guineas, and it's one of the most dominant displays we've seen in the Caulfield Guineas in recent times. So this is what he did to a pretty good Caulfield Guineas lineup in 95.
And a little Our Maze K slipped away two lengths in front around the turn. Strategic got the second from Ravada, and then Octagonal and Burrito from Vernell, but it's all Our Maze K inside the 200. Three lengths Ravada, then Strategic and Octagonal, but it's Our Maze K all the way. A dazzling victory in the Caulfield Guineas. Our Maze K by three. Ravada second, Octagonal is third. Vernell fourth.
He was just awe-dropping, awe-inspiring that day. What was your memory of Caulfield Guineas Day?
Very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. He'd come through the race, through the Vic Health, and I thought, well, he's got to be very, very hard to beat. I mean, he was beating them quite well and quite easy, so I thought he has to be hard to beat in the race. But as always, you've just got to have that little bit of luck, and everything went his way.
He won it so easily, yet he was so brilliant. You had a big decision to make post the Caulfield Guineas because the lure of the Cox Plate was staring you in the face. And he was about the second favourite, I think. And ironically, Octagonal, who you absolutely smashed in the Caulfield Guineas, came out and won that year's Cox Plate. Was it a tough decision to make?
It was an awkward one. Will you go or don't go? Because he was not really bred to stay. But I thought, well, he's got the miles easy enough. If he can get a reasonably easy round in front, he may be able to see it out. And if you're not in, you don't know. So we had to go. But it was funny thing leading up to the race, he just had gone off his feet a little bit, which was so unusual. But I'd had one of my other horses come over and don't know what happened. He just wasn't quite the horse he should have been. And, of course, you know what happened in the race. He was gone within a mile. He didn't even get a mile, and he was gone. And he pulled up very distressed. And we later on found he had a lung infection.
He had a lung infection. I was going to say, what did Brian say when he returned? Did he just, I mean, you would have known from watching it, but did he give you any indication prior to the race that there was a concern from Brian's point of view?
No, Brian didn't know anything was wrong. He didn't appear wrong. This was the thing. He was working well. There was just a niggle that he wasn't quite eating like he used to. He never would miss a beat. And he seems all right. It's one of those things, in hindsight, you could have done something different. But, you know, you're going for a big race, and I thought, well, he appears to be all right, but he definitely, I mean, he was gone. He jumped, he went to the front, but he was gone. Oh, fair way out. And he didn't even get a mile, so there was something wrong.
With
we got him
Sir,
home, or we didn't get him home. We tested him over there, and it was a lung infection.
So did you consider that could have been the end of his career? Because we only got to see him on one more occasion. That was in the Lightning Stakes where he did suffer an injury.
Well, yeah, it's one of those, what do you do with a horse that's that good to you? And he was a colt. Do you send him out and finish? Or we thought we'd bring him back. And once again, he seemed good as gold. Everything was right. But he jumped that day at Melbourne. And I don't think he ever really got into the race like he should have. And then on the Tuesday, we found that he'd done a thing. I had two runners in the race, and the other horse, they both interfered with each other, actually. The other horse, Quality Gold, who I'd raced the year before over there, he pulled up very, very short. He broke down bad. And then on the Tuesday, I find Dalmas Gay's gone and done his tendon. And the decision was then, my opinion was bring him home and look at him, but we got him tested over there, and he'd definitely done a tendon. And you bring him home, and what do you do? He's a stallion. He's a heavy. He was quite a heavy little horse. Do you gild him and bring him back, or do you pull the pin then?
He never really reached great heights as a stallion. Why do you think that was?
He wasn't well bred, was he? he was a racehorse. He was not really a stallion. He wasn't that well bred. He only became a stallion because of what he had done. But really, if you look through, his breeding wasn't fantastic. It wasn't a stallion pedigree, was it?
Well, when he only cost $7,000, how did he change your life, Grant?
That's why he wasn't. $7,000 is not going to be a stallion. What was the question?
I said, how did he change your life?
Change my life? Well, he got us really recognised throughout, didn't he? I mean, all the Aussies knew who we were and things like that. So he changed that way, but I'm not one to dwell on the past and things like that. Lucky to get a very good horse, but you just carry on. When he went, the owners went in and started buying a lot more, and they ended up racing. At one stage, I think I had 16 horses and left for them. So they went into it, but then they started to become a bit difficult to deal with, so I ended up selling my wooden train for them anymore, and I sent the whole lot away.
Well, he's a great piece of racing history and New Zealand history, Al Mays Kay. Do you keep an eye on any races in retirement, Grant?
No, I'm not in the game anymore. I seldom watch the races, and I've been to one race meeting since the daughter had a share in a horse race, but I haven't been to the races. That's the only time.
Well, we appreciate you looking back and reliving some of the great memories of Al Mays Kay, who created an amazing piece of history as a two-year-old and three-year-old with those string of wins culminating with the Vic Health Cup, now the Sir Rupert Clarke on Saturday. It's been great to wander down memory lane with you, Grant.
Thank you very much. And thank you to all of the people in Aussie. It was a very, very good one over there, and they're all good to me. So, very good.
Enjoy your retirement.
I am. Don't worry.
Good on you, Grant. Grant Searle, that was lovely. Talking about one of my favourite horses when I was younger, Al Mays Kay. That